I don't know if it's always been this way. I don't know if this is an aspect of the human condition or it is something that has gained weight at our particular time and place in the world. But it is the idea that a decision, the wisdom of a decision, can be judged on its results. Now, I do know that given the moral relativism which dominates our culture, I think it's safe to say that the morality of a decision is oftentimes, sadly, judged on its results. But let's just talk about the wisdom of a decision. I am a softball player. I'm also a softball coach. One of the toughest things I do is try to orchestrate 10, 12, 15 male personalities and keep them together to form a successful team. I have to make decisions sometimes in games. Here's a standard scenario. I'll try to explain this for those of you who don't understand baseball or softball. It is the last inning. They're up to bat. We're ahead. We're ahead by one run. They are up to bat. They have two outs. That means one more out and the game is over. They have men, okay, persons, on second and third base. Second base and third base. If the batter coming up gets a hit, a base hit, most of the time, the guy on second will score. He will come in. The man on third will come in. The guy on second will come in. We are ahead, as I said, by one run. There are two outs. Their big hitter is up. Their number four hitter. This guy crushes the ball. I mean, he's a tough out. He's been hitting us hard all day. I call time. I tell my pitcher, walk him. Put him on first base. It's called an intentional walk. Pitcher says, I don't know, I'd like to pitch to him. I really want to pitch to him. I think we can get him out. Says, no. Just put him on. Let's put him on first base. We have now the bases loaded. It doesn't matter. That runner on second is going to score on a base hit anyway. And now we've got what we call a force set up at any base. Ground ball to anywhere. We can throw it to the next closest base, end the game. That is the standard softball, baseball 101 move. That's what you do. All right. So he listens to me and he walks the guy. Now up comes a guy that really he's 0 for 4. He hasn't really hit us all that well, and he's nowhere near as consistent a hitter as that guy we just put on first base. First pitch, he rips a shot into dead center, and it's in the gap, and both runs score. Game over, we lose. Was my decision wrong? No, it was the right decision to make. I played the odds. Did it work out? No. Does that mean I made a bad decision? Of course not. It just didn't work out. All too often, that's what happens with parents, especially with older kids. You have to make certain parenting decisions that may or may not work out. But whether they work out or they don't work out is most of the time irrelevant to whether you're making the right decision or not. Let's say you decide to take away your child's cell phone. At age 16, you just decide, you know what, this thing's just becoming a major complication in her life. It is becoming her world. We are taking it away. We're not taking it away for a week. We're taking it away. We don't think she should have a cell phone at age 16. Everybody else does. 99.926% of kids do, but my daughter's not going to. Okay, so you take it away. What then happens? Well, she steals one. Or she becomes even more sneaky than she's ever been. Or she becomes so hostile that she is going to find a way to get around you no matter what you do. Okay. Was your decision wrong? No. No, it's a decision you had a right to make. And in your mind, it was the decision you needed to make. Did it work out? No. And see, here's the other problem with this. This is huge. This is a major hurdle in therapy. All too often, I would say much more often than not, when a parent finally makes a decision, a wise decision they could have made, they should have made 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, but they finally decide, okay, we got to do this. The child, the young adult, the teenager, really reacts negatively, very negatively, immorally, sneakily, deceptively, hostily. In other words, it blows up. Does that mean the decision was wrong? No. No, the decision has to be judged on its own merits. Did the decision lead to a worse outcome? Well, that's debatable. It's worse in the short term. In the long term, had you stayed on the path you were on, it ultimately could have been even worse than the short term. However, in the short term, it looks bad. The decision you made blew up in your face. That kid hit a line drive into right center and scored both runs, and you lose. But you cannot fear making the right decision, the decision your morals tell you, your belly tells you, your parental wisdom tells you. You can't fear making it for fear of its results. If you fear the results, if you fear how your child could react, you will oftentimes not make the decisions you need to make for the well-being of that child and your family and the rest of the kids. And I see that so often in counseling. Decision is not judged by its outcome when morals and parental judgment are involved.